Rich Hansen helps advise the government on how drones should be regulated. It's part of his job at the Academy of Model Aeronautics, headquartered in Muncie. Hansen says unmanned aerial systems, his preferred term for the technology, can do a lot of good.
The technology was used in the wildfires in California a few years back to help spot the hot spots of that fire and determine in what direction it is traveling. Quite honestly, had this technology been allowed to be flown in the disaster that they had in Arizona where they killed several firefighters on a backfire, if this aircraft had been airborne and continually monitoring, they would have known that the fire had changed direction, was heading their way, and possibly saved those lives.
But it's the potential for misuse and illegal surveillance that has the country taking a hard look at drones. Hansen says when the public thinks about the flying vehicles, that can be as small as a model airplane and as large as a 737, they focus almost always on wrongdoing.
What we're really talking about is the collection of data, and every one of us that has a smartphone with us today have the ability to collect multiple times more data than we ever have in the history of this planet. I mean, we all can go out into public and private spaces and collect data on people, and there's no real controls on how we use that data except through the civil courts or if we actually break some criminal law.
Jane Henniger is the director of the American Civil Liberties Union of Indiana. She says the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution says the government can only interfere in our private business if there's a good reason.
Whether it's this technology or other technologies, the line should be where we've already drawn it.
Legislation passed in 2012 requires the Federal Aviation Administration to come up with rules and regulations for unmanned aerial systems by September 30th, 2015. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Stephanie Weekman in Muncie.